BBC News with Debbie Russ. President Emmanuel Macron has defended his coronavirus strategy and set out a plan to return France to normal. He said borders would reopen from Monday to many other European Union countries. Bars and restaurants in Paris will be allowed to serve customers inside their premises. Mr. Macron also promised to consult more widely and make greater efforts to tackle inequality. The United States top infectious disease official Anthony Fauci has warned that it may be some time before restrictions on foreign travellers can be lifted. He said he hoped a degree of normality would be reached within a year or so. There have been calls in Bolivia for the government to reimpose a nationwide lockdown after the highest daily increase in coronavirus infections was recorded. More than 900 new cases have been registered following the recent easing of restrictions. Colombia's largest rebel group, the ELN, has handed over six more hostages following the release of two others on Friday. The move follows a series of appeals by the left-wing rebels for the Colombian government to resume peace talks, which were suspended last year. Jihadists in Nigeria have killed 20 soldiers and at least 40 civilians in attacks in the northeast of the country. People in the village of Goni Usmanti in Borno State say gunmen arrived on motorbikes and pickup trucks. The killings are thought to have been carried out by an offshoot of Boko Haram. Reports from Cabo Delgado province in northern Mozambique say Islamist militants have kidnapped at least 10 girls. A number of recent attacks in the region have been claimed by the Islamic State group. The Lebanese army says it has freed more than 20 Syrians who were being held hostage in the town of Brital in the Bekaa Valley. The captives included women and children who were abducted a fortnight ago. They were apparently being held for ransom. BBC News.